Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. And here we are. Well, normally we would do this on Monday, but, you know, I was hanging out with Army buddies on Monday, so we're going to do it now. So coming to us from the truthaboutguns.com, we have the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How things go with the Army buddies?
We proved ourselves correct. We can't, we can't slam them back like we used to. We were done. Yeah. Our bar tab
can't
was
hold
about
your
16.
Liquor like you used to.
It's about $16, our bar tab. Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of getting older.
Yeah, I guess. It gets cheaper.
But I'm sure you solved all the world's problems, right?
Didn't solve a one, but we had fun failing. So, anyway.
Well, good. That's what matters.
Well, let's talk about, I didn't see this, the year of the anti-gun radicalism from the politicians.
Yeah, that's something that a writer from the National Association of Gun Rights submitted to us. And it was really just a rallying cry post, an op-ed, trying to let everybody know that this is, things have changed. The so-called Overton window has shifted, and Beto and Eric Swalwell might be gone, but that's not going to stop everybody else who's left on the Democrat side from advocating gun control solutions, quote unquote, that we've never seen before, certainly at that level.
Now, just out of curiosity, have you ever had to deal with any political consultants?
No, not really.
Yeah. With a political consultant, what they're typically what they do, and I don't know how these guys are going, because normally they would never have gone this way. I can't think of a one that would have gone this far off the reservation, because they're always trying to stay and straddle the center lane of the road. They don't want to seem too far left. They don't want to seem too far right. So even with a Republican, if you get out there, like I was invited to consult with a consultant who was advising a sheriff candidate, a sheriff's Midlands of South Carolina. And I said, well, he's a police chief. I said, what you need to do is get out there and say, I understand that armed citizens are the ones who actually keep the law and order, and my people are just the ones that make it official. And the consultant in the room, who was a Caucasian, turned translucent white. They got so pale. And I'm just wondering if as they pander to their base, if these consultants are going to understand that are working with these people, because this is a season for them to make a lot of money. That consultants make a lot of money, and most of them are losers. Most of the, you know, if you got right now, there's probably 17 consultants working in the Democratic primaries, and right. One of them is going to be a winner.
Exactly.
So most of them are losers, but they make the big bucks and everything. That's why they're probably happy that old Bloomberg's coming in because he's got a lot of money to spend, and he's going to spend it because he certainly doesn't have any charisma.
No, he definitely is charismatically challenged. He's not an outgoing guy on the stump at all.
So my question, I guess, would be, do you think when these guys have to actually, when there is just the one, and he's the nominee, he's anointed, he or she, and they have to actually go and campaign in Pennsylvania, and they have to go campaign in Alabama, and they have to go campaign in Middle America, which is going to be the, you know, we already know which way New York's going to go. We know which way California's going to go. So they won't be campaigning there. It's going to be won or lost in Middle America.
Correct.
Do you think they will campaign to that? And if they do that, will we, as gun rights advocates, will we be standing up there saying, hey, well, what about you taking all the guns? How come you're not talking about that no more?
Well, if they do, you're darn right we will. You know, that's always been the pattern. You know, you run in the primary to the extreme to rally the base, get them out. And then during the general, you run back toward the middle to unite everybody and get them behind you. That's the old formula, and that's what campaigns and candidates used to do. As Trump demonstrated, things have changed a lot. It's not the same same landscape it used to be. So he certainly didn't moderate his message at all from the primary to the general. And I don't know. I'm not a political consultant. I don't play one on TV. I didn't stay at Holiday Inn last night. So I don't know what those people are thinking or what their conventional wisdom, for whatever that's worth, is. But I have a feeling that there's going to be less running toward the middle, especially on certain hot button issues like that, than there would have been in past years. Plus, as you say, it's very difficult to undo that. All the videos out there, all the audios out there, all the sound bites, everybody knows what everybody on the left has been saying about guns and what we have to do. We had a 7-hour gun safety, quote unquote, summit, for goodness sake, when they all made their positions perfectly clear. So, and most of them said, you know, we need to outlaw assault weapons. A lot of them said we need mandatory buybacks. We need a reversal background checks. We need red flag laws. Their positions are out there and they're very clear. And any attempt to moderate that in the general election would seem to be difficult at best and probably foolhardy, because it will make them look even more cynical than people think they are.
I think the other problem that they're going to find, see, with political consultants, this is the thing about being a political consultant. I think we could make some money at this, Dan. We need to, and I, like I said before, it could be Zimmerman and Frady. I don't mind taking second billing. When we've tried to primary Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah.
And these politicians here that were running against Lindsey Graham, they all decided, because NAGR showed up, National Association of Gun Rights showed up, with, and they gave money to all of the Republicans running against Lindsey Graham. So everybody out there thought, and, you know, nobody thought to talk to each other about this, but everybody out there thought that because they were getting money from NAGR, they had the endorsement. Well, they all got the endorsement. So all of a sudden, nobody was standing alone. Nobody was out there apart from the pack. And that's the thing. That's who's going to win the election, is whoever's separated himself from the pack, like Trump did. And I tried to explain this to these guys, but they're sort of dense. Let me tell you, some of these guys are pretty dense. A politician is only as good as his staff. And if his staff is no good, well, you're just sitting there going, dear God in heaven. Let me get you to hang on right there, if you might. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Breaking news, literally breaking all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This article that you guys have about the high capacity or the standard capacity magazines in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Has it become a normalized thing in the United States where somebody can say, you know, I don't agree with that law, so therefore we're not going to comply with it? Has that become a normalized thing? And when I'm talking about sanctuary cities here.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I think they set the precedent for this.
They absolutely did. And it depends on what side of the political spectrum you're on. If you're on the left, that tends to fly a lot farther than if you're on the right.
Right.
But it just depends. And, you know, with the situation with the magazine capacity limit in Colorado is that was not a popular law, of course. Three prominent senators lost their jobs over voting for that. And then once it went into effect, a lot of local police departments and especially sheriffs throughout the state said this law is, first of all, it's vague, so it's very difficult to enforce that way. Second of all, I don't think it's constitutional, therefore I'm not going to enforce it. And there are people who certainly cheer on that kind of sentiment. And there are people who think it's dangerous when law enforcement officers decide which laws they will and won't enforce.
But I mean, it's especially with law enforcement, we're getting into a predicament where very shortly in the left, there's only going to be law enforcement in name only, because they're just not going to go. They're not going to go. Did you see what happened in San Francisco with their new DA?
I know of his background, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not going to he's supposed to be the top cop, and the cops came out against him.
You're aware of who his parents are? His parents are weather underground terrorists who are still in prison from some bank robbery, bombing, and I think they killed one or two people. This guy is a red diaper baby from way back when.
Yeah, I mean, I think his father may have actually killed a cop.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. He's still in prison for it. And I read today that one of the first things he announced is he's not going to prosecute anyone for public urination. No word yet on whether public defecation is going to be illegal. But from what I understand, the conditions are in most San Francisco streets, that's been okay to do for quite a long time.
Mass incarceration, so I would imagine that outdoor defecation or public defecation will also be okay.
Yeah, I would expect so. I would expect so. These things vary from location to location. I mean, we have a left-leaning government here in the city of Austin, where I live. And they passed a law not too long ago saying it was okay for people to camp out on city streets. And the governor said, nope, you better do something about that by November 1st, or I'm going to do something about it for you. And the city started to backtrack, and on November 1st, they sent around state highway department people and state public safety people and cleared out the homeless encampment under highway overpasses, state-maintained properties all around the city, because the city wouldn't do it. And now the city's looking to try and find housing and develop a, better services for homeless people. But legalizing criminal activity, like loitering, camping on streets and things like that, isn't the answer. And you can see the effect of that, that kinds of policy in cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles. Seattle's supposed to have an extremely bad problem with it as well, from what I understand. So, yeah, and this all goes to what's happening in Colorado with magazines. There's a couple of things. Gun stores are getting around the law by selling basically magazine components, because the new law and the sale of existing magazine or new magazine. But people are allowed to keep their existing quote unquote high capacity magazine, which means you could replace your spring, you could replace your follower, whatever the parts of your magazines are, should they break. Well, gun stores start selling disassembled magazines, basically what they're calling a parts kit.
Yeah.
People could, get around the law that way. Because the way the law was written, it didn't ban that at all. But some stores are out and out flouting the law and selling brand new P mags, brand new AK-47 magazines, just as they always did before the law. And this is 6 years later. Now, the local Denver TV station put up a big expose, and this is what we wrote about on this yesterday. They sent around somebody with hidden cameras and documented all this. Why did they do that then? Because tomorrow the case is being argued in the state Supreme Court. And the way the law is written, it outlaws any magazine or magazine that can be converted to high capacity, quote unquote.
Right.
That means that if you can take the floor plate off the magazine and put an extension on, say you have a 10-round magazine, but you can put an extension on that gets it over the 15-round limit, that would be technically outlawed the way the law is written right now. Well, almost every damn magazine in the world has a removable floor plate.
All of them. Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Intelligence Committee continues to hear from witnesses regarding the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump, speaking to reporters late this afternoon after the luncheon that was had by members of the GOP, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says laying out various hypotheticals in terms of an impeachment trial is not going to help the Democrats' case.
It's inconceivable to me that it would be 67 votes to remove the president from office. a number of Democratic senators are running for president. I'm sure they're going to be excited to be here in their chairs, not being able to say anything during the pendency of this trial. So hopefully we'll work our way through it and finish it in not too lengthy a process.
The House did pass a short-term spending bill, which is expected to make it through the Senate and then be signed by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, and today I saw something in there about a supposed conversation they had at the New York Times about guns. Dan? Have we still got Dan?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, good. The forces of civilian disarmament have been saying for years that we need a national conversation about guns. Country. And fortunately, who better to facilitate that than the New York Times?
Yeah.
So what they did is they got together people ostensibly on both sides of the gun issue and had them talk to each other, and they recorded these and transcribed these. But they sound a lot more like canned, pre-programmed conversations than free-flowing discussions to me, but you'd be the judge. I don't know. The part that we excerpted in our post was between a Philadelphia attorney who happens to own a small SIG carry gun and some guy named Tom, who's a retired Army Brigadier General, who I think would probably be accurately classified as a FUD, and who thinks that we need to control guns in this country through capacity and ban anything that's over 10 rounds. So there's a huge diversity of opinion here in the New York Times space, but, you know, go figure.
Well, I think a lot of times they use generals. They like to use the general because for some reason I think they think that a general is like a super soldier, but a general, after about the time they become a full bird colonel, they're not really what I would refer to as field officers anymore.
Right. Aren't they more bureaucrats?
Well, they're bureaucrats and they're administrators. But, I mean, yeah. When a general walks in, a general, literally, I have been standing by when a general has walked in, a new general, where the first thing he does is he's looking around at a post that is miserable, and the first thing he does is looks at everybody around in front of him going, you know, I like to play golf. And then they start renovating the golf course on the post. There's other things that we need done, but we got to have the golf course renovated.
Well, you got to keep the guy with the stars on his shoulders happy.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, with the general, when the general drives by in a car and you see the tag on the car, because they all have a tag with right. their stars on them, you got to salute the car. Which is, during the 80s, we were saluting Plymouth K cars. Good Lord, have mercy. So,
drove K cars in the air?
Well, no, they didn't drive anything. They had drivers. They had drivers. They had pilots. Generals have, they have aides. They have a whole bunch of things. They don't have to do too much of nothing. So, with a general getting out there and talking about guns, the first thing is, like, I remember some generals got out there and had the full semi-automatic AR-15. Yeah. I mean, they're not, which is not to say they didn't come up through the ranks. They didn't start out as a general or anything. They, you know, unless they were a doctor. But all that being said, the whole idea that I opened the show with a tribute for Veterans Day. Being an Army veteran, however, does not make you an authority on guns. It does not.
No, I've found that frequently. Yeah, that's very true.
You have to have familiarity, and you have to be able to qualify with an M16. You may be familiar with it, okay?
Yeah.
And qualification does not include full auto fire. So, and the M16 is not taught as a full auto weapon. It's taught as a semi-automatic weapon, where it's most effective is semi-automatic. So,
right.
I mean, having said all of that, I think a lot of times these, like the New York Times, they think that when we hear it's a general, we're going to go, well, it's a general.
Yeah, you got to. If he says it, it's got to be true, right?
Well, I mean, Brigadier Generals at the Pentagon, those are the guys that get the coffee.
Because that's two-star Brigadier?
No, single, one-star.
Single-star? Okay.
So yeah, but a Lieutenant General would have two, a Major General would have two, a Lieutenant General has three, and then a General has four.
Okay.
And then if you find, I haven't seen a general of the Army since World War II, that's where you get the five stars.
Right.
Those are the Omar Bradleys and the Eisenhowers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Those guys. So, most generals are, most brigadier generals are just sort of, retiring as a brigadier general means you couldn't make rank at that point. Something happened.
Up or out, up or out.
Yeah, that's the way it works in the military.
I know.
Somebody that makes it to, something happened to where he couldn't make it that major general. So, that'd be my first question for Tom. How come you only retired as a brigadier general, sir?
Do you think that's evidence of some sort of deficiency?
I just think that these people at the New York Times who don't know anything about guns and don't know anything about the military think that if you hear say the word general or attorney, that we're looking at these like these are some sort of super representatives of the species, which right. I do not subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. They certainly may be educated in a certain area of expertise beyond my education of my area of expertise. Of that I have no doubt. But at the same time, they'd have to prove that to me. Yeah. And this fake conversation they had here, I don't know. They seem sort of bipolar, both of them.
Yeah, I know. They both kind of do jump around in their positions. But there's a big difference between credentialed and educated and knowledgeable. And just because you are credentialed or you've got a sheepskin does not mean you're necessarily knowledgeable, certainly on a topic like firearms.
Well, I mean, with Tom, he says, if I thought a band would be useful, I'd turn in everything I own. Okay, I feel the same way. I feel the same way, except I know it's not going to be useful. But then he loses me. The practical solution is the control of magazines. So is he saying it's okay to only shoot 10 people versus 30? Is there an acceptable level of rampage killing that we're okay with? Well, he's only got a 10-round magazine. We saw that with that Elliot Rodgers kid, right? He had 41 10-round magazines.
I know.
So, I mean, getting out there, that just means you got to buy more magazines. I don't know if rampage killers care about that.
I don't think so. I don't think they mind changing magazines. No. Doing their thing.
That gets that stretches everything out. They get to enjoy the fear and everything they're inducing. It's got to be quite intoxicating for them. And, when they should be being engaged by somebody that's armed, that's the other part of it. Anyway, I just found that sort of amusing, that whole thought process, that fact pattern they were trying to lay out, which was so bipolar. Coming up on the next break, and Dan is he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And if they're not number one, they're tied for number one when it comes to aggregators and putting the news out and all the other things that they do. And it's worth your time to go give it a look, simply because of their breaking news is really breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. So, the University of Virginia, the new purple state of Virginia, they did away with the 21-gun salute, didn't they?
Yeah, and they're catching all kinds of hell for it, too. They've had a 21-gun salute be a part of their Veterans Day ceremony for the last 10 years, and this year they decided that that was just too taxing for their students to endure. how can you maintain yourself in a safe space with sound and gunfire outside?
No.
So they nixed it, and they caught a storm of protests from people outside, and also a lot of alums that people they probably count on for contributions and annual giving and things like that. So the school's president put out a statement saying, you know, this is why we did it. We were worried about we did it because of gun violence. And we'll look at this and see if there's a way to reincorporate it next year. But even for the worst kind of higher education snowflake, you have to wonder how preventing ROTC people, I assume that's who is doing the salute,
right,
from firing off a 21-gun salute, how does that somehow evoke gun violence? The anti-gun people in this country are constantly saying the only people who should have firearms are the police and the military. Well, these are military people. These are people who are training to be in the nation's military. So how does letting them fire off three volleys to honor America's veterans, how does that evoke gun violence?
gun violence, and because the president of the school specifically mentioned mass shootings and things like that. I think he mentioned Virginia Beach in his statement or something like that. Anyway, it just doesn't wash, and it's just so stupid, and it just reinforces every stereotype now of the pathetic, soft toy crybaby students, soft toy hugging crybaby students that people that have developed. People who can't stand listening to somebody utter a contrary opinion, let alone watch somebody march across the quad in uniform with an M14 on his shoulder and then fire off three blanks.
Is the dean's name, it wouldn't be Wormer, would it?
No, that would be double secret probation. No, this is Jim Ryan is his name.
Oh, okay.
I don't know his background, don't know anything about him, so he's the president of UVA.
Well, I mean, I'm of two minds. Now, Virginia just went blue, royal blue.
Right? Yeah.
And I've sort of been sitting here. I know that some activists went there a few years back and kept the two Senate seats from flipping Democratic, even though Bloomberg threw $1 million at each seat. To try to keep them from going completely blue, but I don't know where they were this particular time. They weren't there, and it has gone blue. And now they have, I think they just elected one guy that's like a convicted pedophile. He's holding office there. Lieutenant governor is what? He's been accused of rape. The governor has been accused of, or not confused, not accused. They've got photographs of him wearing blackface.
Right.
And they're blue. Mazel tov. I guess they've succeeded, right? That's what they wanted. This is what they wanted. And this is what they've got. And so are we looking at this? Are we saying, well, this is Virginia? Are we saying this is college? Or is this college in Virginia? Which that would be just horrible. That would just be a horrible combination if that's the way things are going to go.
Well, you could say it's college in Virginia, but it seems to be of a piece with what's going on in colleges all over the country. So I don't know that it's... that this has anything to do with the specific atmosphere in Virginia yet.
Right.
I think that it has much more to do with what is going on college campuses nationwide. And I love that they caught enough blowback about the decision that the president felt he had to come out with a statement and say that we'll review this and see if we may do something different next year.
What a guy.
See,
this is the thing I'm thinking. Now, if we can survive to 2050, Dan, it's been reckoned that they're going to completely defeat all causes and all things that happen to you when you age. Right?
Oh, really? So,
yes.
I thought the world was going to end in 14 years from global warming, though.
Well, that's only in AOC's world or Greta Thunberg. I live in the really real world. I'm looking at the 2050 world. And so I'm going to be one of the first guys that back up and say, give me the nano machines. And the reason I want to live to be this old and I want to live this long is I want to see this crop, this bumper crop of kids that are now coming up, the safe space kids, they're going to have to get out there and get jobs or run companies or start businesses or something. And actually, somebody's going to have to produce something. And they're going to have to change, because that's what happens to everybody once they own something. And then the government says, congratulations, my leftist comrade. Now that you've started this new coffee business, we want this percentage of it. But I worked awful hard to forget that. Give us our percentage. And then they begin to change and they become conservatives, right, once they own something. And I just want to see how this works out. I just want to sit back. I'm going to buy some shares in Orville Redenbacher and a nice bourbon company so I can sit on the sidelines and enjoy myself while I watch this stuff unfold.
Well, we'll see if we can make it to 2050.
Let's see, 2050. So I'm...
30 years, yeah.
I would be 88. That's not unheard of. It's not like I'm wanting to live to be 120 to make it that far.
No, I'll be 89, so yeah, it's possible.
You gonna volunteer for the nano machines too?
Sure, why not?
I think we should.
Yeah, beats Ted Williams method.
Well,
cut him head off freezing it, you know.
Yeah, old Ted. But I mean, see, with the nano machines, you know how you're going to get LASIK or knee replacement or something. This is going to take care of everything, all at one time.
Deal.
All at one time. I don't know if we'll look any younger, but I don't care about that part. That part, I couldn't care less about that.
No. As long as everything's functioning, I can get around.
Yeah. And they can just deal with how I look. So, anyway, that lack of respect is a real short-sighted thing to do, and that's another thing that, you can't pull that back once you do that.
No, you can't pull it back, and it really does tick off a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't give a damn about what you do on campus. That kind of thing really hits home with the average person, and doesn't do you much good.
And now they get to sit with it.
Yeah.
And they prevented some blank violence, because you're right, they do shoot blanks. I forgot that part of it. They shoot adopted weapons.
Yeah, it's not like they're launching live rounds in the air.
Those are 308 blanks. Do you know what they can do to your hearing if you're close? Anyway, I want to thank you for taking the time to shift and come and work with me tonight. As usual, I always enjoy having you and the Truth About Guns on the show.
My pleasure, sir, as always.
All right. Check him out at thetruthaboutguns.com. All the breaking news that is worth reading about in the gun world is right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.